The third element of the DAPR framework is the idea of persistence. Persistence poses the question, how long will attitude change be retained? Now, after an audience has adopted an attitude of acceptance, they may continue to agree, that is, persist, or they may revert to their original position. Therefore, Gladwell argues for information to have impact, it must be retained or stick. This idea of stickiness, though, is an elusive one for persuaders. We know, in general, that people lose most of the ideas and information to which they are exposed. This is proven specifically true in the context of persuasion in research on source effects. That is, in particular, the sleeper effect tends to establish the short-lived nature of attitude change. For example, Larson writes, years of research tend to support the original formation of a sleeper effect, which predicts a relatively rapid decline in the persuasive influence of the source. Allen and Stiff's meta-analysis indicate, and I quote, that all the models and available evidence suggest that the advantage of source effect is time-bound. And so if we take seriously the idea that attitude change produced may not be long-lasting, this raises the question, under what conditions can a persuader expect to get longer-lasting persuasion? And here I want to talk about a handful of factors that are shown to significantly influence the stickiness of an idea. For example, selectivity. This is, as a meta-analysis by Pierce indicates, a prime cause for reinforcement effects. That is, people will tend to hang on to attitude change that is more consistent with the things they already believed than they will attitude change, which is not as consistent with those things they previously believed. Repetition, I think, makes sense to most of us, that the more often an idea is repeated, the more likely people are to remember it. Recency, that is, this idea of decay over time. Larson, of course, notes the importance of recency, and so everything else being equal, we can imagine that we were more likely to agree with something we accepted yesterday than an attitude we adopted months ago. Cognitive elaboration, of course, also is a big factor. The dual process models establish that the more a message is elaborated, or the more systematic its processing is, the more mindful or effortful the thought that goes into attitude change, the more likely the message is to stick, to be retained. Organization and narrative are also important. The ways of remembering messages to hanging on to them that have been shown to have effect in the context of persuasion, as are a number of availability factors. So we can talk about things like important ideas, unusual ideas, easily imagined ideas, and that they are specific rather than vague, vivid ideas, emotional ideas, and those ideas which are more retrievable in memory structures, all having an impact on the long-lastingness of the ideas to which people are exposed in communication. And finally, we can talk about some things, some really kind of new research that has not yet been studied specifically in the context of persuasion, but which we might want to give some consideration. The ideas of integration, that is, people who nap are more likely to remember an idea than those who don't. People that sleep are more likely to remember than the nappers. People who dream are even more likely to hang on to an idea than people in the previous conditions. And also transactive memory, that is, people are more likely to remember an idea when they don't have a reason to believe they can retrieve it from an outside source than that would otherwise be the case. So, selectivity, repetition, recency, cognitive elaboration, organizational and narrative structures, the availability of ideas, and also integration and transactive memory are some bases on which we have a chance to predict with some greater likelihood whether or not a message will persist or be sticky with a particular audience.